Dr. Keith Suter.
Well, Liz Truss will become Britain's third female Prime Minister. She's vowed to lead a united Conservative Party and the country amid renewed hope for improved relations with Australia. The winner of the leadership contest last night, our time, had convinced the 180,000 party faithful she was the woman for the top job over former Chancellor Rishi Sunak. She will be the 15th Prime Minister during the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. To talk about the leadership of Liz Truss, new UK Prime Minister, we welcome Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions to the program. Hello, Keith.
Yes, good afternoon, Brent.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it. So we have a new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. As I said, she will be the 15th Prime Minister during the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. What can you tell us about Liz Truss, Keith?
Well, she's a very interesting woman, a very steely determination and a political opportunist. So one of the things that's going around on YouTube at the moment is a speech that she gave at a left-wing party conference when she was a 19-year-old Oxford University student, very articulate even in those days, calling for the monarchy to be abolished. And, of course, later today, UK time, she's going to be appointed by the Queen as Prime Minister. So she's made this transition from a very left-wing party in British politics across to the Conservative Party, and she's changed her mind about the monarchy. And she's obviously now a supporter of the monarchy. She's also changed her mind on the European Union. She was a Remainer, but she is now in favour of pulling out of the European Union. So she's a political operator, very tough woman, and I think that she will go well. As you said, she's the third female Prime Minister that Britain has had. What is interesting is that all three have come from the Conservative Party. The Labour Party still prefers to appoint stale, pale males.
Stale, pale male. I love that. Stale, pale male.
Whereas the Conservatives that are supposed to be Conservative are the ones that are willing to take risks with women. And so they've now got their third party leader. And, of course, you've got Margaret Thatcher and then, of course, Theresa May, and now she's the third Conservative Prime Minister. So I think it'll be very interesting. It won't be as dramatic and as colourful and as erratic as we had with Boris Johnson, who was a great entertainer, one of these people who's a great joy to his friends and a great embarrassment to his family. I think that it'll be a much more stable government. And her problem is that most of her colleagues in Westminster did not vote for her. Right. And in the country, amongst the membership, 57% of members voted for her, but 43% voted for the other candidate. So she's got a real job uniting the Conservative Party behind her.
Do you think she'll be able to pull that job off?
Well, I guess she's as good as anyone. And she's, as I say, a shrewd political operator. So she may be able to do it. She'll find it very wearing because so much energy will now be taken up with trying to keep the Conservative Party together. She suggested in her acceptance speech last night, Australian time, that she would run the course, which is two more years. So the Boris Johnson government was elected for 5 years. That was 3 years ago. She's not going to call an early election, so she's going to give herself 2 years before going ahead with the election. In Britain, you can go for 5 years between general elections. So it gives her a bit of breathing space, and I think there'll be an element of goodwill. People want her to succeed. So it's going to be a very difficult job. And, of course, she's got a problem with record inflation. She's got the highest rate of inflation in Britain compared with the other G7 countries, which are the rich Western countries. So she's got a problem with inflation, got a real problem with energy prices, partly because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. She's also got a problem in terms of trying to reposition Britain. Okay, Britain has got out of the European Union, but doesn't know where it's going to head next. So she's got to give a new sense of direction. It was her failure to be able to give that sense of direction that led to the undermining of Boris Johnson as well as his own personal hijinks. I think a lot of people are just looking for that new sense of direction within British politics. So she's certainly got a huge number of problems on her plate.
She's been compared to the Tory icon Margaret Thatcher. Is it a fair comparison?
Well, she would like that comparison, absolutely. And, of course, Margaret Thatcher herself changed while she was in office, as she got more and more accustomed to being in power and at the end became insufferable and was removed by her own colleagues who couldn't put up with her. She never lost a general election. She was removed by her own colleagues. And this is something which Liz Truss has to bear in mind, that, yes, there's a need for leadership, but if you go too far and if you do not keep within the guardrails of the Conservative Party, then you run the risk of having a rebellion within your own ranks. I think she's too shrewd for that, but you never know. Power goes to your head. And Mrs. Thatcher was in power for so long that the power just simply went to her head and thought she could get away with anything.
You mentioned about elections and that she will be the Prime Minister for another 2 years. Can you see a situation where, I suppose, they are forced to go to a general election sooner? Because she is the new Prime Minister?
Well, she certainly has that right to dissolve Parliament. Well, the Queen dissolves Parliament, but she certainly has the right to go to the Queen. But remember, Theresa May did that and ended up losing seats.
Yes.
So I think that she will play more cautiously, and her speech last night, Australia Time, did suggest that she was going to go for the next 2 years. And I think the British are just sick of all this politics. Remember, they're up to their fourth or fifth prime minister. It's getting as bad as Australia in terms of the turnover of party leaders. So I think the British would welcome a time when they don't have to worry about elections.
I suppose, though, there's always a concern, isn't there, when, you know, it's almost 50% of the party want you as the leader and 50% of the party don't want you as a leader. So in that situation, and it's close to that here, it could go either way with support of the actual party itself.
Absolutely. And the Labour Party at the moment is doing quite well in the opinion polls. Sir Keir Starmer, as the Labour leader, has been very cautious, ex-lawyer, very cautious as to how he's governed the party. But you've still got some lunatics within the party. So at last year's party conference, they were trying to discuss what constitutes a woman. And whether it's the sort of political correctness debate you see in the United States. Remember the most recent situation with a Supreme Court appointee that, you know, she couldn't define what a woman was. That's the sort of cultural war politics that's beginning to seep in on the left. And from a conservative point of view, you'll be very happy with that because the left is going to undermine itself. But at the moment, Labour under Keir Starmer is doing extremely well. So she's going to have a bit of an uphill battle.
She is a close friend of Boris Johnson. Do you think that's going to have a negative effect?
Well, no. I think that it's interesting. The London bookies are already taking bets on who's going to be the next Prime Minister. That was before we got the election result announced last night. And already there's speculation that Boris Johnson will be the next Prime Minister. In other words, that she won't last very long and there'll be a call for Boris Johnson to return to tend down the chair. He is very popular in the country.
Right.
He's entertaining and whatever, as distinct from the other two candidates we've had last night, neither of whom can match him for colour. And we're living in a TV-dominated era when you've got to be a personality. Look at Donald Trump. You've got to be a personality, you've got to be colourful, rather than sleepy Joe Biden. And that's what the voters want. They want entertainment. They don't want solid policy making. They may say they do, but really what keeps them interested is the entertainment.
You've just said there's a possibility we could see Boris as Boris Johnson as the next Prime Minister of the UK. Goodness me. Let's jump, if we can, across. Can you see Donald Trump being the next President of the United States?
Well, he's certainly going to be running. I think, you know, he has listened to Republican Party advice so far and has not declared himself, because as soon as he does, it'll just suck all the oxygen out of the atmosphere. What the Republican Party is saying, look, let us get through the midterm elections, which is in November, and then we can then focus more appropriately on the presidential campaign. What the Republicans want to do is to take back control of the upper house and the lower house and then begin impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden for stealing the last election. That's what they want to do. If Trump says, I'm going to run for president, then suddenly all the attention goes on to Trump and away from all the Republican candidates that are stamping.
Can you see Trump, honestly, being the next, well, being the next president again?
Yeah, you can, right. Absolutely. I think that, you know, that he has real support out there in the country. Now, whether it's enough and whether he's going to actually scare the more moderates. And, of course, you've also got Liz Cheney, who's lost her seat representing Wyoming in the lower house. I think she might well run as president. She won't get elected, but she will split the conservative vote. And that will enable whoever the Democrat candidate is to get in. Remember, that's what happened back in 1992. George Bush Sr. was running for re-election up against Bill Clinton, this unknown politician from a two-bit state, Arkansas. But George Bush's problem was that there was another person running on a third-party conservative position, and that split the conservative vote, and that enabled Clinton to get in for that first time back in 1992. And so Liz Cheney will hope to keep Trump, whom she loathes, she will try to keep Trump out of the White House by peeling off the more conservative Republican female voters. They are not going to vote for Trump, and they could never bring themselves to vote Democrat, but they may well vote for Liz Cheney and split that Republican vote.
Always fascinating to chat with you, Dr. Kisudan. We always learn something. Thank you so much for making yourself available this afternoon. We appreciate it.